Jesu, joy of man's desiring, holy wisdom, love most bright, drawn by thee our souls aspiring, soar to uncreated light. Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, DAB online, and on your bedside entertainment system. This is New Day Dawning with Sheila Hummel, and Richard Finch, who's assisting me in the studio today, in place of Andrew Ridgwick, who's away this weekend. This morning we have a special programme for you to mark the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I'd like to begin with words spoken by the Bishop of Newcastle, the Right Reverend Mark Rowe, who has this to say as part of his message to the Church today. We join with the whole nation and friends across the world in expressing our sorrow at the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Amidst the pain and grief, we also lift prayers of thanksgiving for her life, service and example to our nation and to the world. Words cannot express the impact that Her Majesty's death has had on our nation. Queen Elizabeth II served us with love and absolute dedication throughout her reign and provided wisdom and stability at times of great change and challenge. Her leadership was greatly admired at home and across the world, and her faith was an inspiration to the Church and beyond. Our first hymn is Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. Her Majesty had a sense that God guided her throughout her reign, throughout all its joys and its sorrows.
Yeah.
Bishop Mauch went on to say, Her Majesty exemplified a life of sacrifice and service, attributing her faith in Jesus Christ and his life and teaching as the source and motivation for her long years of service. Her Majesty once said, I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel. The Archbishop of York, the Right Reverend Stephen Cottrell, also made mention of Her Majesty's Christian faith in his statement, saying, In Her Majesty's first Christmas broadcast ahead of her coronation, she asked the nation, whatever their religion, to pray that God would give her the wisdom and strength to carry out the solemn promise she would be making and to faithfully serve God and us all the days of her life. That is most definitely a prayer that has been answered. Her service to our nation and the Commonwealth has been exemplified by her devotion to her duty, which has always been offered with joy. Underpinning this has been her deep faith in God, and in her we have witnessed God's faithfulness at work. Our next hymn, based on Lamentations 3:22-23, says, Because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Here is the hymn.
Thank you.
I would imagine that each of us will remember exactly where we were when, in the past, important historical events were announced on the news, such as man landing on the moon, or the assassination of a high-profile world leader. Sometimes it's a particular date that's etched in our minds. For example, the 31st of August, 1997, the day we first heard of a car crash in Paris in which Princess Diana died. Or take today's date, September the 11th, or 9/11, a date embedded in the hearts and minds of every American. Now we all have another truly momentous event and date for our minds to absorb. Thursday, the 8th of September, the date of our much-beloved Queen's passing. People may one day look back and ask, how did Queen Elizabeth II come to reign so well and with so much wisdom and composure? Well, Her Majesty's faith was without a doubt truly authentic. She lived it out in her life. She was rooted in God, who was her strength and her refuge, a very present help in trouble. Shall we listen to the Queen's favourite hymn? Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. My husband and I heard the very sad news on television right after we'd unpacked, having just arrived on a break for a few days, and it came as a real shock to the system. Even though the entire country knew the Queen's health had been deteriorating, we still reckoned that she would be around for a good while yet. I was broken-hearted at the announcement. I felt as though my own mother had died all over again and that nothing would ever be the same again. I'm sure many others thought exactly the same, especially for those whose loss of a parent has been quite recent. I don't know why, but straight away I somehow imagined that the colour, the life, the glitter and joy that had been part and parcel of the Queen's reign would now become a dark and dismal grey without her presence, especially in the face of this country's troubles. But isn't it up to each one of us to paint a fresh picture of our future as a nation by following the Queen's example of duty, service and generosity of spirit, by bringing colour into lives other than our own, just as she did, and by continuing to be just as loyal and faithful to her son, now King Charles III, whose speech to the nation was as moving as it was heartfelt. That next morning, Friday, we packed our bags and came home. It was where we wanted to be. Besides, I needed to change the content of Sunday's programme. Our next hymn, Lord for the Years, has this beautiful prayer contained within it, for us all. Lord, for ourselves in living power, remake us. Self on the cross and Christ on the throne. Past put behind us, for the future take us. Lord of our lives, to live for Christ alone. Most of us have only ever known the Queen as our sovereign. She's been such a national institution, a national treasure, as firm and steady as a rock. We have depended on her more than we've realised, and perhaps often taken for granted the sacrifices she has had to make on our behalf. If anyone wants to know what a quiet professionalism really is, or a dignified presence for that matter, we just have to look at what Her Majesty accomplished in her lifetime. Queen Elizabeth always possessed a keen eye, great wisdom, strength of character, and a ready wit that we all appreciated. Looking back on her reign, we see priceless highlights where she was game for a laugh. I think in particular of the 2012 Olympic Games, where she led us to believe she was parachuting into the Olympic Stadium from a helicopter. It was a touch of genius, as was the more recent sketch with Paddington Bear as the Queen's guest, sharing high tea with her before the Platinum Jubilee party. At the end of the sketch, the bear simply raised his hat, smiled and said, "Thank you, Mum, for everything." We too give thanks to God for our Queen, rejoicing at what a tremendous statesperson she has been across the globe, admired and treasured by so many people in so many different countries as well as the Commonwealth. And we thank God for blessing us here in the United Kingdom with her constant presence. Our next hymn has this to say, "All my hope on God is founded. He doth still my trust renew. Me through change and chance he guideth, only good and only true. God unknown, he alone calls my heart to be his own." The Archbishop of York has also requested that we pray for members of the royal family over the coming weeks, as the God who sustained Her Majesty throughout her life guides them and brings them comfort. Above all, we pray for our new King in the responsibilities that now rest upon him. We also pray that his reign will be one of justice and compassion, wisdom and strength, that he will be a man of great faith and courage. To God be the glory. Our next hymn celebrates the greatness of God and calls us to give thanks for all he has done.
Thank you.
Coverage of the Great North Run will follow this programme this morning, with Neil Younger in our studio selecting the music while Paul Laverick and the North sports team speak to competitors and supporters outside. I'm delighted that this great event is going ahead today. I'm sure Her Majesty would have wanted it to, because it's such a unique event which supports so many different charities, so much in need of funds at this crucial time. The Queen herself raised awareness of many important causes. Our prayers and very best wishes go to all our runners today who have given so much of their time and their energy to make this event a great success. Before our final hymn today, here is a reading from the Book of Wisdom 3, 1-3, which was read at Friday's service at St Paul's Cathedral. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. Here also is a prayer which will be said in our churches today. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for the life of your servant, Queen Elizabeth, for her faith and her dedication to duty. Bless our nation as we mourn her death, and may her example continue to inspire us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May our dearly departed Queen rest in peace and rise in glory. Our final hymn speaks of God's saving grace and the confidence that we are given through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, with its glorious final verse, "Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own."